We don't actually like each other, so we try to spend as little time on stage together as possible.
We have a barrier in between us.
Yeah, plexi, some plexi. Yeah. I have a curtain on my side of plexi, and he likes...
I have a mirror on my side. I can keep checking myself out.
Aside from a musical kinship, Kathleen Edwards and John Doe clearly have a shared sense of humor. We got a taste of it on the tune The Golden State, and a full dose last fall as the Hurtin' and Flirtin' Tour hit the road, plexiglass free. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. He's an L.A.-based country punk statesman who founded the band X 30 years ago. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter who's already made her mark 3 albums and 5 years in. Background and age aside, it's surprisingly unsurprising that John Doe and Kathleen Edwards are a musical fit, something they found out in 2004 during a Graham Parsons tribute concert performing We'll Sweep Out the Ashes in the Morning. The pairing worked just as well on John's song, The Golden State, and thanks to an FUV show and Kathleen's bright idea, it turned into the Hurtin' and Flirtin' Tour last year. John, the grammar fiend, wasn't a fan of Kathleen's idea to spell flirtin' with a U, but there's definitely some mutual admiration going on in the way of songwriting.
He has this one song called Twin Brother that I listen to on repeat all the time. It's an incredible song. It's really quite stunning. And I loved the songs on that record, and then when he asked me to sing on Golden State, it was a no-brainer.
And John, for you, what was the first Kathleen Edwards tune you heard?
Another depressing little number called Mercury. I mean, I was listening to her first record, The Failure, and I was in a van in Europe, and there were two other people there, and they're going, oh, this is so standard. Oh, this is so, and they're like poo-pooing it, and I was kind of sitting in the back of the van going, this is good. I like this, you know. And Hockey Skates, you know, was cool, and then I heard Mercury, and it's like, what? Would have wound up, what? Dead? I like this. This is black. This is dark.
And it's like you said, would have turned up dead in the car. Wanna go get high. Mercury.
From that very first time we played together, because we'd never sung together, and I thought, well, I'm doing We'll Sweep Out the Ashes in the Morning. Emmylou Harris is all over the place, and why didn't Kathleen do it? And I think as soon as we met, it was like, oh, you and I know each other, and we sound good together, and, you know, kindred spirits and all that.
Yeah, leading up to that show in California, I told people, some friends of mine, I got asked to sing a song with John Doe, and there was a lot of, oh my gosh, you really need to get it together. This is incredible. This is unbelievable.
Balanced
I'm like, have you seen Roadhouse?
Anyway, out with the other people who said, balanced out with the other people who said, who?
And when I met John, I was really nervous because I felt like I got plucked out of my little Canadian country life and just placed into the center, the epicenter of California's sort of Americana country singer songwriter music scene. And so I felt like a 12-year-old. When I met John, he was so nice and so normal, and he didn't scare me. And then we had a couple drinks, and then he told me some really excellent, juicy gossip, intoxicated. And then I knew we were going to be great friends.
You are the dream in my nightmare. I am that falling sensation. You are my needles and pins. I am. We're stolen. We are living where things are hidden. We're luck. We're fate. We are the feeling you get in the Golden State. We're love. We are hate. We are the feeling I get when you walk away. Walk away.
John Doe. and Kathleen Edwards, hurtin', flirtin', and performing The Golden State live at FUV. Check out more exclusive studio sessions online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.